I'm delighted to be elected. I'm delighted with the result. Put in a hard campaign the last few weeks. And I'm delighted with the result. And look at listening to the county convention tonight and listening to the reports and the finance situation of Sligo County Board. I'm very happy. Joe's done a great job. So he has. So it's not going to be difficult for me taking over. As he took over 5 years ago, it was really money down there, you know, really down. But thank God it's lifted big time. So,
was this role always an ambition for you?
Never even dreamt of it, Austin. I just absolutely, I must have said something wrong at meeting sometime, and it was actually into my own club automatically. I spent 10 years there, and then I got in a question and all a few years ago here, and kind of got dragged in a bit and just fell into the frying pan, as they call it, if you want to call it for that.
You're a Turlough Strand man, a passionate Turlough Strand man, so you've schooled your GAA administration there for many years.
Yeah, there for all my life. Played with Turlough Strand back in the 70s and 80s, two county championship middle with them, thank God. Enjoyed those, winning those. Then I'd done 10 years as chairman when I took over, and I stepped down just last year. But I'm still involved in my club. I was out on the road the other night selling our lotto tickets, delivering them to all the houses. You don't escape from Turlough Strand too easy, so you don't. Yeah. I was out last night canvassing, and some of the canvas was over. I had to go home and go straight to bingo and do the calling for the second half of bingo in Banada. So I'm...
You're multitasking. When you went out canvassing for this job, Brendan, what were the Sligo GAA public telling you?
Well, there was a... I was on the review group, you know, reviewing underage and senior, you know, that kind of thing. And a lot of people are interested in that now and the plans going forward, you know. And the went through the review with them, and a lot of them seem to be very happy, you know. There's no... it's all about improving Sligo GAA at underage and at senior level and everything. That's our plans going forward. And there is a big plan in place. Won't happen overnight, but we'll do our best to get it through. Main ambition is to get a coach for each division. Full-time coach in each division in the county. That's the main thing. It's not fair having three, you know, in the county maybe, and other divisions not getting full-time coaching. Some divisions are getting full-time coaching. So I just think it's get the balance right.
So is that a priority for you? What is the priority for you? I know you just got elected, so there's a lot swirling around right now, but what are the key things for you?
Well, to see an improvement in underage football in Sligo. I would love to see us winning a final, a Connacht final for a start. And we went close to it a few years ago when Aidan O'Neill was manager. We probably left the Connacht final behind us, and we drew over to Scammon and we lost the replay. However, we got to it then, and we won the league that year, so we won nothing since. So just hopefully going forward, I might be lucky again, so I might maybe our minor team might come through during my reign again. Sure. Or under-17s, whatever it's going to be. We don't know where we are going next year. Is it going to be a second-tier competition at senior level? We don't know yet. All the top brass in the GAA make the decisions.
There's a lot to manage, isn't there? Because you've talked there, coaching is important to you, the underage setup is going to be important to you. You've got to manage that alongside and balance it with the elite demands of senior inter-county teams and the ambitions they'll have too in 2019.
Well, we'll be putting a team in place, review committee in place, and there'll be a governance committee, a chairman and four other members, and they will look after that with the guidelines of the review committee, what we have done, you know. So that's the plans.
Quick thought on the financial situation. The debt continues to decrease year on year, and the ship seems to be well and truly steady now. I know clubs feel there's a lot being asked of them in terms of levies and additional monies. Where will you stand on that in 2019 in terms of trying to make life easier for the clubs, or do we have to hold on to that blueprint that we have going forward?
We'll have a look at it going forward. The plan is in place for next year for one more year of Club Sligo, and I just like to thank all the clubs who have it. It is an awful burden on clubs, but I have to thank them all. They all supported it, even they're against their wishes. You know, they could do with that money as bad as the county. But like the county is in a healthy place now, and maybe be able to return something to the clubs going forward. We'll have a look next year when I get committees in place, finance committees, and maybe review how would we go on another fundraising issues. It wouldn't impose on clubs as much, you know, because clubs, I know it's awful hard to keep clubs going and then ask to keep a county going. It's very hard. But we'll have a look at that.
You look excited about this job.
Well, any job I do, I get excited about it. I try and do the best I can. Whether it's work or whether it's football, playing golf, whatever I do the best I can at it. And I enjoy doing my best all the time.
Oh. And one final thought, with your Turlough Strand hat on again, I'm sure you were proud of your women's football team and their performance in last weekend's All-Ireland Club Final.
Absolutely. I was down in Ballinasloe and the girls gave absolutely everything to it. So I know you were out in Clare the other night. I couldn't be around that night, but I didn't want to be because I didn't want to go advertising myself, you know. And it's absolutely a fantastic performance to put in last week. Now, if you had to be there to see, really, the other team were probably a better team, younger, they were probably fitter when it came to the push, came to shove near the end. But having said that, our girls missed a few chances at vital times, and they could have got goals, could have been a different result. But it just, you have to have a bit of luck on the day too. They were brilliant.
To finish, Brendan, you're optimistic about Sligo GAA going into the new year?
Well, I am, absolutely. I'm optimistic about Sligo GAA. Paul Taylor is in charge, you know, of the footballers, and Dahi Hand is in charge of the hurlers, and the hurlers had a great year last year. I was chairman of that hurling board last year, and I look forward to seeing what Paul Taylor is going to bring to the table, and John McPartlin Jr. is with them as well, and Joe Keane as coach. I have a feeling that we'll be enjoying watching Sligo football going forward.